The people paying millions for TV time during the Olympics include both Barack Obama and John McCain. They're also battling on the internet, where the Republican is playing video clips showing him praised by Democrats.
John McCain is a personal friend, a great friend, and I would be honored to run with or against John McCain.
And I have enormous respect for him. He is a courageous, patriotic American who stands up for what he believes.
The Republican ad features Joe Biden and John Kerry, among others. Democrats responded with more recent statements by the same people.
There is no daylight between George Bush and John McCain. They are joined at the hip.
John McCain has changed in profound and fundamental ways.
This raises a lot of questions, among them whether Barack Obama has, in fact, united his party, which is one subject we will discuss with a couple of political veterans. Republican Tucker Eskew worked for President Bush during his first term and on his reelection campaign in 2004. Democrat Mark Mellman is a consultant to the Democratic Congressional Leadership. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you both again. These officials, Democratic officials, of course, have all revised their views of John McCain. They say they support Obama. But what I really want to know is whether Democrats at large, in large numbers, are going to flirt with John McCain this fall.
Well, I think the answer is clearly no. We've seen every Democrat, almost with the one exception of Joe Lieberman, line up very strongly behind Barack Obama. Everybody from John Kerry, who was one of the early endorsers.
Well, Mark Mellman, forgive me. What I'm wondering about is Democratic voters.
Oh, Democratic voters also. We're finding, if you look at the polls, you're finding about the same number of Democrats supporting Obama as Republicans supporting McCain. And the truth is there are a lot more Democrats in the country today than there are Republicans.
Tucker Eskew?
I thought this was a masterstroke, even though it's just an internet ad. It does illustrate that Senator McCain's got some maverick credentials, that the Obama campaign did a good job pushing back quickly with these counterpoints by the same voices, Kerry, Biden, Hillary Clinton, others. And yet it might give some independents, who I think are the real audience here, reason to question those politicians.
Do you buy Mark Mellman's statement a moment ago that there might be some Democrats who go for McCain, but there's going to be just as many Republicans going the other way? It's a wash.
That's probably about right. What's really important here are the swing voters, undecided independents, who are looking for some change but want to make sure where that change is going. That's what McCain's aimed at here.
So do you both think that McCain has now unified his party, which was a subject of great concern a couple of months ago?
I think that is, by and large, the case. We've got a few outliers, but I think the convention will be pretty much putting that storyline to bed.
Democrat Mark Mellman?
Except what you see still is a tremendous enthusiasm gap. Democratic voters, Obama supporters, much more excited about supporting Barack Obama than McCain voters are about supporting McCain. So we probably will see equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans supporting their respective candidates, but we're going to see a lot more Democrats turning out to vote in November because they're a lot more excited about their candidate.
Well, now, Mark Mellman, are liberal Democrats still as excited about Barack Obama after they see him apparently change his position on oil drilling, offshore oil drilling, or voting for changes to intelligence surveillance rules?
Well, the truth is we've seen a lot more flip-flops out of John McCain, but I think the short answer is yes. I think Democrats are very anxious to change direction in this White House. Democrats are aware that McCain represents another 4 years of Bush. That's the last thing any Democrat wants. And so Democrats are strongly united behind Obama.
Okay, very simple message for Democrats there. Is there a simple thing that Republicans can unite around, Tucker Eskew?
Yeah, absolutely. John McCain has enunciated a vision that says country first over sort of the politics and the personal. The personal, as represented by Barack Obama, is exciting. It's cool. What's been very interesting is the way the McCain campaign has taken that strength of Obama's and turned it on its side, the coolness into celebrity into responses that have come fired by Paris Hilton. But last 2 weeks or so, you've seen the McCain campaign set the tempo for the campaign, set the offensive without giving offense, although some have taken offense. There's been some humor, and it's been interwoven with messages on energy and higher taxes. The Obama campaign planned for higher taxes that has given the McCain campaign a leg up here in recent weeks and given Republicans maybe a new burst of excitement.
Tucker Eskew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
He worked for President Bush and also during President Bush's reelection campaign in 2004. Mark Mellman, thanks to you.
Thank you.
He is a consultant to the Democratic Congressional Leadership, and both of these gentlemen have joined us again and again on Morning Edition and will continue to join us, we hope, to help us explain the presidential campaign.